Hello and welcome in to the third episode of Hardball. I'm Jordan Ziegler, and today we will be talking about the importance of parents, parental figures, and otherwise mentors, and the importance they have on a young athlete's career. I decided upon this topic today because it's my mom's birthday, and I decided this would be a little present to her, a little gift, a thank you for everything she's done to help me and support me through my athletic journey, my school journey, and my life journey. So, thank you, Mom. And without further ado, the importance that parents, parental figures, and mentors provide in a young athlete's life. I'd like to start today by sharing a little story with you from when I was in fifth grade. When I was in fifth grade, I ran at this thing called Junior Olympics for cross country. And Junior Olympics is basically where it's like a national event where young runners all around the nation compete in races and try to qualify step by step to get to nationals. And so there's states, regionals, and then nationals. And at states, the previous week, I had already run the best race of my life. I got eighth at states and I qualified for regionals, which was in Spokane, Washington. And at regionals, you had to get top 20 to get to nationals. And so my coaches thought I might have a chance if I could run like I did at states, but I would most likely need to run better than I did at states. And the reason I got into running in the first place was because of my mom. She runs marathons and half marathons and long distances. And so when I was young, I would go for runs with her and she would take me to 5Ks and I would compete at 5Ks just for fun until I got around fourth or fifth grade is when I started to get into Junior Olympics and actually running competitively. And so she was the one that gave me my motivational pep talks. And my motivational pep talks were we would sit in the car in the parking lot before the race, and she would read me Steve Prefontaine quotes off of Google. And she started doing this before states for the first time, and I ran really well at states, so she decided we would do the exact same thing before regionals. So we sat in the car for like 30 minutes, and she would just read me Steve Prefontaine quotes. And the one that resonated with me most, and the one that's resonated with pretty much the world the most, is the famous, "To give anything less than your best is to sacrifice the gift." And so that kind of stuck with me. You needed to push yourself in cross country. It was more mental than it was physical. Getting past this pain barrier, getting past this, like, I want to slow down, I want to stop barrier. And so that quote kind of helped me get past it. And it was my mom that enforced that quote in me and instilled that quote in me. And so regionals, gun goes off, I take off fast, and I run fast the whole way. And the coaches and everyone are counting, and right around, I'm hovering right around 19, 20, 18, 20, right in like that last three people that would qualify the whole race. I just kind of sat in the same position. And I would look over my shoulder every once in a while, look over, and none of my teammates were really next to me. So it was up to me to qualify for nationals by myself at that point in time. And so we were running. And there was this long finish. It was a sprint finish, and it was long. It was almost 400 meters of just a straight line to the finish. And I saw my mom and my dad and my coaches all cheering me on when I came into the chute. And I was racing this guy right next to me. And I thought that it was me or him that was going to qualify, that the math I'd done in my head was whoever won that last little sprint finish between me or him was going to qualify for nationals. And that quote, and all those Steve Prefontaine quotes, and the motivational pep talks, and everything my mom had talked to me about for like my entire very short running career, immediately went into my head, and I just took off. I sprinted that last 400 meters so fast, you would not believe. And I was dead at the end. And at the end, there's this person that gives you your number that you place. And the person told me 18th. And I immediately get out of the chute, and I sprint over, and I jump into my mom's arms, and she had this purple puffy coat on because it was Spokane in December and it was cold. And I ran over and I just jumped into my mom's arms and I told her, I got 18th, I got 18th, I got 18th. And it was just this super great moment for me and my mom, because it wasn't just me that had qualified for nationals. It wasn't just one really, really good race. It was this work that not only I had put in, but that she had put in with me to qualify for this race. And at that moment in time, it felt like it had all culminated in this great success. And I was able to share that great success with my mom. So what is the point of that story? You know, how does that emphasize the importance of parental figures in your athletics? Well, as a young athlete, you are not that sound of mind. You know, you play sports for fun. You take on sports for fun. But the people that really motivate you, that get you to love sports, are your parents. And sometimes you have a tendency to forget. But in those moments, you know, the moment where I was just able to hug my mom tightly at the end of that race, it's those moments where you remember that this wasn't just your work, but their work. It's parents that push you to the best you can possibly be. And that's what my mom had done for me in that race. That's what my mom had done for me. And it was almost as much her fault that I made it to nationals as it was my fault. And so you can see that parents have this super large impact on a young athlete. The way they carry themselves on the field, the way they play, how hard they play, the love for the game, the love for the sporting event they're in. And they have this huge impact that you forget about until there's these big culminating moments. But I think that proves that parents help form a young athlete's career so dramatically that in the small moments, you don't really see it because they don't play a small part. But in these big moments, you know, every young athlete has that one moment that they can point out and say, this is the best moment of my baseball career, my football career, my basketball career, my running career, my hockey career, my soccer career, my lacrosse career. Everyone has that one moment that they can point out and be like, that was my moment. And you know who's there with you? Your mom and your dad or your grandparents or whoever you live with, your mentor, whatever. That is who is there with you. And that says something about the role your mentors play in helping form you. Because it's these super big moments that lead you to realize that this wasn't just your doing. But it was my parents guiding me through every step of the process. And they sit there silently and they don't take credit for any of it. They drive us to practice after practice and game after game. And they sit through cold, rainy baseball games as they have their little space heaters and their blankets and they watch us play. And they sit through us getting beat by 20 runs. And they sit through us on the bench, not getting to play. And they sit there and enjoy every single moment of it. Even when you don't enjoy every single moment of it, your parents enjoy every single moment of it. You know why? Because they're just happy to watch you having fun, to watch you do something you love. And that shows how important parents are and shaping our love for sports. When we feel down, when we've had bad games or bad races, and we just want to quit. You know, there's nothing else we want to do but lay in our beds and be sad and feel sorry for ourselves. Parents, and moms in particular, are really good at giving these pep talks. Tell you, no, no, no. That's not what's going to happen here. You're allowed to feel sorry for yourself. And this is something my mom always told me. You're allowed to feel sorry for yourself for an hour. You're allowed to throw a pity party for an hour. But after that hour is up, you put your big girl panties on and you deal with it. It's parents that drive us, you know? We as children cannot make educated decisions on what's best for us. We have irrational thoughts all the time. And who is there to rationalize us? Our parents. I have another story. And this is now in the baseball genre. When I was a little bit older, seventh grade, summer, going into eighth grade to be precise. It was a game that my dad was not able to be at. He was hanging out with some buddies. And so it was just my mom there. And my mom was not able to make many of my baseball games because of work. So it was cool to just have my mom there. As much as I love my dad being at my games, it's a rarity for my mom to be at them. So it was cool to just kind of have this one for her, not for the both of them. My dad gets to see all these games, you know? So it felt special right out of the get-go. And right out of the get-go, me and my team played great. You know, we got up to like a 10-run lead. And then all of a sudden, right when we were about to hit the 10-run rule mark, we blew it. We totally collapsed. We ended up giving back a 10-run lead, and we went into the bottom of the last inning tied. And it was the bottom of the order. I've never been a good hitter, so of course I was at the bottom of the order. The kid before me walked when he got on, and then he stole second, and then he stole third. And I was at the plate. I'll never forget this. I remember thinking in my head, it would be the coolest thing right now to hit a walk-off. And what did I do? I drove a line drive into right field, scored the man from third easily. We won the game. And who was there to congratulate me? My mom. She drove me home. She let me pick up what I wanted for lunch. And she had nothing but praise for me. I don't know if it would have been as special to hit that walk-off if it was just routine, you know? If I drove home and I wasn't really treated like a celebrity for the day. All I had done was hit a walk-off in some pointless summer baseball game since we were already in the loser's bracket. But my mom treated me like I had just hit a walk-off grand slam in Game 7 of the World Series. It was just delightful, is the word I would use, to be treated like a celebrity. And it's helped fuel my love for baseball, is that no matter how small the situation may feel to you, to your parents, to your mentors, the situation is larger than life. There's nothing more important to them but to see their child succeed. And they do everything in their power to make you feel like you mean the world to them. And it's something that doesn't get acknowledged enough, that they sacrifice so much to be at our practices and at our games. And then they act like it's no big deal, when in reality, it's a huge deal. Baseball takes up time, money, and energy. All sports take time, money, and energy out of our parents' lives. But what do? They drive us to the games. And they sit through the games, and then after the games, they treat us like we're celebrities because they want us to feel like we're the most important thing in the world. It's awesome, and it doesn't get acknowledged enough. So, without a doubt, in my mind, from these two stories alone, my mom has made a huge impact on formulating my sports career, formulating my young athletic career. And there's nothing I love more in the world right now than cross country and baseball. And playing them brings me so much joy and so much love. I'm so excited to wake up on a sunny Saturday in July and think I have a whole baseball tournament to go to this weekend. That excites me. And it doesn't excite most kids. It wouldn't excite most kids. Why would it? You know why it excites me? It excites me because of the way my mom made me feel when I was young and just learning how to play the game. She instilled this happiness around the game. She made me feel happy whenever I was around baseball or whenever I was around running, which carried over into a sense of happiness that I now have today. Because I remember as a young child, all I can remember is having happy memories about baseball because my mom made those memories happy. You associate emotions with activities. You wouldn't do something unless it made you feel a certain way. And activities you don't do again, or activities you associate with bad emotions. A lot of people are tired and in pain when they run, so they associate running with bad emotions. Therefore, they don't run. When I run, I associate it with total triumph in the image, in the feeling. I remember jumping in to my mom's arms and thinking that nothing else in the world mattered but that race. That's what I associate with running, a happy emotion my mom instilled in me. A lot of people, when they think of baseball, think of failure. I struck out 4 times in this game. I could never field a ball. I could never throw a ball. I could never hit it. So they associate baseball with failure, which is a bad emotion. When I think about baseball, I associate it with every time I so much as did anything right on that field, my mom treated me like a celebrity. I got to go home and get the dinner I wanted or the lunch I wanted. That's what I associate with baseball, is this total overwhelming sense of pride, overwhelming sense of excitement. Why? Because my mom instilled that in me. So there's not a single doubt in my mind that parents play arguably the biggest role in shaping our young athletic careers. I know my mom played a huge role in shaping the two sports I still play today, cross country and baseball, as I've just explained to you. And I know everyone that runs with me and everyone that plays baseball with me, their parents did the exact same thing for them. And that's why as seniors in high school, they're still playing those sports that they grew up playing. Those sports that when they were just little, just 3 or 4 years old, started to play and never stopped playing because of the way their parents made them feel. The way they associate the game with love and warmth because of the love and warmth their parents gave them. The way they are so confident when they step to the plate because of the confidence their parents gave them when they were just young. The way they're so eager to go to a ballpark and play a game of baseball because when they were in the backyard, their parents would toss them up a little wiffle ball and they would hit it like 20 feet and they would think they had just hit the longest home run ever in the history of mankind. And they'd run around the bases and their parents would celebrate them at the end. The way they think when they stand on the start line that they have the possibility to win every single race they're in because when you ran sprints against your mom on the beach when you were young, she would let you win. The confidence that they gave you, the happiness that they gave you, the good emotions that your parents gave you, and the love that they gave you surrounding the game. absolutely priceless. So thank you to all the moms around the world, and all the dads around the world, and all the grandparents around the world, and all the mentors around the world that have molded such great young men and women and cultivated a sporting community that they love to be a part of and love to participate in. Thank you. But thank you especially to my mom for shaping the athletic career I've had up to this point and providing me with nothing but warmth and love and joy when doing these things, helping me when I am down, boosting me to the highest of highs when I am up. Thank you for instilling a love of running and a love of baseball in me. Thank you for being the best mom on planet Earth. Happy birthday.